Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, the draft later tonight. Lions picking 28. Talked a little bit about draft crushes and who your guy is. John, is there a guy, if they drafted him, you'd blow a gasket? Not that guy.
Honestly, there haven't been a whole lot of these mock drafts where I look at it and go, oh, boy, that would just be awful. Tom had one this morning, and it had them, I think it was at 28. Tom, I'm glad you're back. It was
Peter Schrager.
It was, and, well, no, Peter Schrager had him taking Will Johnson.
Oh, that's where I thought you were going.
No. I'm not going to blow a gasket there. I know we went double corners last year.
And paid a corner already.
Right, and it seems unnecessary, but if it's that talent that's available you didn't think would be there, I'm okay with that. But the one that you presented this morning was at 28, a wide receiver, but it wasn't Matthew Golden. It was this kid from Iowa State, Jaden Higgins. Who had this one?
Nolan Bianchi from Detroit News.
If they go Jaden Higgins with 28, especially if, I don't know, if Will's there, if Kenneth Grant's there, if Gray Zabel is there and they go with Jaden Higgins, I will lose my stuff. Absolutely lose it.
So you're going to blow a gasket?
Yes.
That's what we're going to ask here, right?
Yes.
I would make you blow a gasket.
Yeah. If they go, I mean, no one has this guy going in the first round. And I'm going to be honest and say I haven't watched every snap of Jaden Higgins' college career. But there's nothing that jumps off of what I have seen that says he's a first-round talent. And he's 6'4". A first-round talent that the Lions need this year.
John, 6'4", doesn't drop the ball, prototypical X receiver. If he's the best player available, Brad Holmes is going to take him.
High rise.
Yeah. Oh, I don't want it. John, I don't want it, but you're the guy that says BPA.
Yeah, and he's not BPA.
Well, what if Brad Holmes thinks he is? And Holmes we trust. Let him cook. See, I think you're allowed to have an opinion, guys.
You're really making me mad.
What I'm trying to stress to you and the listener is you can think for yourself. We have a super smart general manager. You're allowed to have your own opinion. You can turn your brain on and participate in a conversation. John, I'm not mad at you for saying don't draft a receiver at 28. I don't want them to draft a receiver at 28.
But if Tet McMillan, for whatever reason, is available at 28, I'd almost be upset if they didn't take him. If Amika Igbuka, I would be okay with that. I'd be okay with Golden because you can never have enough speed. You can never have enough receivers. You can never have enough great things. But
yeah, but those guys help you win this year. Even with McMillan, I it's kind of like, aren't they supposed to make a pick that helps them win this year?
Yes, but I'm not going to lose it over that. If they go with this cat from Iowa State, Jaden Higgins, I'll lose it.
So what about the Will Johnson thing? So Schrager had him yesterday, the Lions. That's the farthest I've seen him down a board. So 28th. Like, that's shocking to me because I love him. I think some of this is rhetoric and he'll still go top 15. But if that in that world, if that happened.
So again, he's got size. He can play man coverage. That fits the Lions, right? He would only be falling because of injuries. That's kind of a Brad Holmes thing. Look for value. It just would feel odd after going double up on corner a year ago with Terrion Arnold, who they traded up to get.
Yep.
And then Ennis Rakestraw, who they very publicly have said they're excited about what he could do this upcoming season. And they made their only high-profile free agent move at the corner position. At some point, like, you do have to field 22. You're not playing dime defense out here.
Yeah.
See, you got 11 on defense. Are you good? Four high-profile corners?
Like, it would crush me, like, if they pass on him because I think so highly of him. But it's hard to defend because of the position. They have depth there, allegedly, at least.
Well, that's why BPA can be your philosophy, but you can trade and move around to still try to marry that with
need. If that's the case, now the value of 28 probably goes up a little bit because there's somebody who was looking at Will Johnson at maybe, 14 or 15, but they had questions about the durability. Now he bumps down to 28, and maybe some of those questions are a little bit more acceptable at that point, and they'd be willing to trade up for him, and you could trade back. Do I want him to trade out of the first round? No, but it is a possibility.
But if Johnson gets, I would almost say it's about 20-ish. If he gets to that low, like I would almost start scratching my head as if there's something really bad against him here.
Was there something bad against Brian Branch?
Not really.
Most people thought that he was a first-round pick.
But
what was the knock on him? It was like pro day testing, like combine numbers, which is so silly. I think that's the stupid. Guy didn't run a 40-yard dash fast enough. Turn on the tape. Brian Branch could play football.
Okay, so I'll say the same thing about Will Johnson.
Right.
Turn on the tape.
Yeah. Oh, I'm not telling you that there's no world where he drops. I think Will Johnson could drop.
Sure.
My thing is, he's more highly regarded player than Brian Branch was coming out of college.
That's my point.
And he's a lockdown corner is what it was. He was a top five pick 5 months ago. You know, I just think because he didn't run that it's like this is why this is all happening. But I still think that's why I made that Bosa comparison a few weeks ago. The talent's there. Don't pay attention to the fact he didn't play much last year.
Mm-hmm. We've got it out there who your draft crush is. You can throw your names out. You can call in and sell us on a guy. We also want to know the player you would blow a gasket if they drafted them tonight. And maybe there's only one guy out there or a position group out there that would really set you off. Let us know. 248-539-97. I don't want any receivers. I don't want any corners.
So if they draft Will Johnson at 28, you're going to lose it.
Blow a gasket is such like an inflammatory move.
That's
I wouldn't
the
understand.
Question. You asked the question.
Yeah, I blow a gasket, John. I'll play the game. I think drafting your millionth corner when you have Marcus freaking Davenport playing pass rusher, starting defensive end. Yeah, I'll blow a gasket right now. That would be ridiculous.
That was an easy button to push.
They hadn't even drafted him yet. Sure, I'll rev it up for you. Yeah, draft your fourth corner while Marcus Davenport plays end. I get it. You don't draft for need. You can only play 11 guys. Unless they're changing that rule this offseason, or you're exclusively running dime defense, you do have to hit edge at some point. You ask for it. 248-539-9797. We've got a running game going all show. You've got your guy you want, the guy you don't want. End of the hour.
Boy.
End of the hour, John. I want to know who you think they will pick.
Okay.
We got want, don't want, will pick. We'll do that at the end of the hour. 248-539-9797.
Face got all red, too.
You got what you wanted. It's 97.1.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.